Grace and peace, this is Dr. Israel Pena, and today's devotional, the healing power of forgiveness. Colossians 3:13 says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Ooh, that's a tough one. If you want to know what keeps most hopes bound, it isn't poverty, busyness, or outside attacks. It's unforgiveness. Few things drain a family faster than carrying yesterday's offense into today's conversation. Forgiveness is heaven's way of keeping the emotional arteries unclogged. Without it, love struggles to circulate. You can have devotion, discipline, and discernment, but if bitterness lingers, joy will suffocate. Notice Paul doesn't say, forgive when they apologize. He says, forgive because the Lord forgave you. Forgiveness isn't a feeling. It's a function of freedom. You don't wait to feel it. You choose to release it. Resentment is called a chronic stress loop. Every time you replay the offense, your brain relives the event. It keeps giving it over and over again. It shows you what you're trying to get rid of. It comes back again, flooding your system with stress hormones. That's why you feel exhausted around unresolved issues. The mind rehearses what the heart refuses to release. It becomes like a movie in your head. You're the director, and here are the actors, and you repeat it over and over again. Spiritually, unforgiveness is like refusing to mail a letter, yet expecting the other person to get the message. You hold onto the pain, you hold onto the wrongdoing, the infraction, and wonder why peace never arrives. Beloved, forgiveness doesn't excuse the wrong, it evicts it. It's not saying you were right, it's saying you can no longer rent space in my spirit. Families that learn to forgive quickly, they heal quickly. You can't build a holy house on hostile hearts. God doesn't pour fresh oil into containers full of old contamination. Maybe the person who hurt you will never say sorry. That's a chance you take. Maybe it was a parent who abandoned you, a spouse who betrayed you, or a child who rebelled against you. You can't change their decision, but what you can change is the reclaiming of your destiny. Forgiveness doesn't free them. It frees you. Jesus modeled this perfectly. While hanging on that cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Think about that. He offered mercy before anyone repented. That's the supernatural posture God wants for our families and for our homes. Forgiveness is a family discipline. Teach your children early that saying I'm sorry is not a weakness, it's wisdom. Model repentance openly. Humility heals faster than hiding. And here's a psychological kicker. When a home practices forgiveness, it builds emotional resilience. Families that forgive easily are proven to handle stress, conflict, and grief more effectively. It's not just spiritual. It's also scientific. So today, release the weight. Don't rehearse it. Reverse it. Tell heaven, Lord, I'm letting this go. Because holding a grudge doesn't punish the offender. It imprisons the forgiver. Forgiveness is not losing, it's loosing. So take a quiet moment and ask God, who do I need to release today? Say their name, even if you whisper it, it's okay. And bless them. Then breathe deeply. It's what freedom feels like. Father, thank you for forgiving me when I least deserve it. Today I choose to extend that same mercy to those who have hurt me. Heal the hidden places in my heart. Restore peace in my family. And let grace become the atmosphere of your home. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Remember this. Forgiveness doesn't erase the past. It erases the power of the past. Be blessed and be encouraged.